where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
Lambton OPP and DMS are on scene of a collision this morning on Lakeshore Road near Aberarter Line in Plimpton, Wyoming. Further details about the crash were not immediately available. However, motorists are advised to avoid that area for the time being. Police are on scene in the area of Exmouth Street and Capel Street this morning. Residents are advised of an increased police presence in the area while officers engage in the preliminary stages of an investigation. Further details were not available. Sarnia police are appealing for the public's help in locating a missing 19-year-old man. Police say Hezekiah Nadee Vanderwerf was last seen around 4 o'clock Monday afternoon in the area of Mitten and Telford Streets. He's described as 5'8", with an average build, about 140 pounds, with medium-length brown hair. He uses a cane to assist him with walking following an injury. His photo is posted at sarnianewstoday.ca. If you have any information regarding his whereabouts, you are asked to contact city police. A spring turnaround is underway at Imperial. The planned maintenance at the Sarnia facility is expected to take about 6 weeks to complete. Public and Government Affairs Manager Christina Zimmer told Sarnia News Today that they are currently in the process of shutting down equipment, so residents may notice periods of elevated flaring and noise. Zimmer says Imperial will have a peak contractor workforce of about 500 during the turnaround. It's planned the site will return to normal operations by early May. The Bank of Canada is widely expected to hold its key overnight rate steady today, with economists and analysts hoping to get some direction on the timing of its first rate cut. The central bank has kept borrowing costs at 5% for its last 5 consecutive meetings in its bid to lower inflation. And members of the Lambton College women's basketball team joined President Rob Cardis at Sarnia City Council meeting on Monday. The team was recognized for its historic season and made a special presentation to the city.
As a sign of our gratitude, we'd like to present the city of Sarnia with an OCAA gold medal and with a signed basketball from our group.
The team captured its first OCAA women's basketball title in early March when hosting the 2024 championship. The Lions advanced to win a silver medal at the CCAA Women's Basketball National Championship in Alberta in mid-March. Skies clearing this morning, then sunny today with a high of 15. Increasing cloudiness tonight, periods of rain beginning after midnight, about 5 millimeters possible, a low of 8. Periods of rain tomorrow with the risk of a thunderstorm, 15 to 25 millimeters possible. Southeast winds up to 60 kilometers an hour, a high of 16. For Friday, showers are expected, windy as well, a high of 9. Skies clearing on Saturday, also windy with a high of 12.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.